Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Content warning. This episode has an alarm sound running from approximately 7 minutes 58 seconds to 10 minutes 13 seconds, and a countdown noise starting at approximately 43 minutes and 45 seconds. There is also comedic violence involving, among other things, pirates, medieval weaponry, and a turkey leg, discussions of eating, discussions of pooping, modern vulture capitalism, existential revelations, and bad language. Welcome to Escape from Wayface Radio, an Arden RPG experience. We are so thrilled to be with you all, listeners. We know it's been a while, and we are so excited to be back in the world of Wayface Industries.
Woohoo!
Woo!
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Just a little pack of woo girls.
We just out here wooing.
My name is Christopher Dole. I will be your DM for this session. And now let's meet our players. Michelle.
Hi, what's up? It's me, it's Michelle.
I will be playing Pia Casely.
Mm-hmm. Tracy, hello.
Woo! Hi. Hi, everyone. It's Tracy Syed. And I will be playing Brenda Bentley.
Yeah. Shannon.
Hello. I am Shannon Estabrook, and I will, as always, be playing as Rosalind Ursula.
Lindsay, are you there?
Yeah. Hi, this is Lindsay Zanna, and I will be playing Julie Capsom.
Oh! Nice. Oh my gosh, I just got so excited hearing that name again.
Right?
Oh my god. It's been so long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and newcomer to the fold, Emma.
Hello, hello, it's Emma Sherjarko. I am going to be playing a new character in the world of Arden, Janet Dogberry.
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 I'm a Dogberry.
Yeah. Done it, Dogberry. Who now you will like canonically have to write me into the show. Right? That was part of the deal.
I've already figured out how Brenda will be referring to you, which is Dogberries.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair. Fair.
Amazing.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So thank you all for coming and playing today. So yeah, let me just explain to our listeners what you're about to hear. As part of our third season fundraiser, we created a dungeon crawl RPG called Escape from Wayface Radio. And today we've gotten some of our cast and some of our friends to come join us to play that game, and you will be hearing their journey as they attempt to escape from the Wayface Industries building.
Dun, dun, dun!
Woo!
All right, so let's get started.
All right,
let's do this.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
I'm ready to roll some dice. Make some decisions. Yeah. Blow some minds.
Hell yeah.
Let's go.
Okay, so it's a typical day at Wayface Industries. Bea, Brenda, and Rosalind, you have all just gotten back from a paid excursion, a team bonding exercise that Andy paid for, where he bought out a Renaissance fair and sent all of you to it, along with the rest of Wayface Radio to bond. How did that go for all of you?
Oh my gosh. I have thoughts.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Rosalind just decided that she was going to be British moving forward.
Yeah, I would say we have thoughts, we have notes. We came out slightly traumatized, but I feel like we all learned a new physical skill somehow.
Definitely. I think Brenda is now wielding a gigantic turkey leg. Like a potentially very hormonal turkey. giant turkey leg.
Yeah, they had to use a specific Wayface brand turkey that had some changes made to it.
Yes, yes. Oh, it's like a turkey meets a bodybuilder. A turkey builder. So that's something I'm thinking. Definitely has a turkey leg.
You know, come to think about it, I think Rosalind would also be, I don't think she would be in the best mood, actually, because I think she was told that she could not enter the jousting contest. And, you know, she told them repeatedly that she understood that they were all paid stunt actors, but that she was absolutely capable, and she was kind of offended that, you know, they didn't let her in. So
yeah. Yeah, have you ever jousted before, Rosalind?
Oh, many a time. You know, out on Catalina, there's a lot of buffalo out there. The only way to wrangle them in is to joust.
Yeah. Oh, the Catalina Renaissance Fair, what a great time.
Yeah. I think Bea was, like, extremely excited. Wait, should I say I think I...
Yeah,
or I am.
Let's start to get into character here.
Yes, yeah. I'm in character. Hi, I'm Bea. I was so excited for the Renaissance Fair because I thought it was going to be like Renaissance Fairs usually are, and I am a regular attendee. I would say it's something that Lorena got me into. Just feels like Lorena would be really into Renaissance Fair. So Lorena got me into them. But of course, Andy's Renaissance Fair was not what we were used to or I was used to. And I will say that the like intellectual inside of me appreciated the attention to detail and the historical accuracy. But I will say that I was not prepared for a full-on Renaissance medieval interactment. I wish there had been bathrooms.
Really, because I don't know, I kind of liked shitting into a hole, you know, not, you know, sorry, TMI, but you know, I thought it was kind of like, you know, full of character.
I have a lot of questions about the food handling and how safe it was.
I mean, I'll tell you that I handled this turkey leg fairly well as far as handling of foods. I felt really good about it. It was gigantic, but there's something inside of me that... Once I get going on a leg, as y'all can imagine, I can't really stop myself. So pretty proud. And I mean, pretty happy to have this bone as a souvenir.
I wish Andy had made exceptions for Neosporin as well.
It is at this moment that suddenly an alarm goes off in the building. A building alarm has been activated. And a security guard runs into the room.
Hi, Janet Dogberry. I'm one of the security guards here. I will guide you to safety if you all follow me in an orderly fashion. Indeed. Big fan of all your work, by the way.
Dogberries, appreciate you.
Appreciate you, okay. Brenda Bentley, fellow woman of the law.
Correct. You leave the law never leaves you.
So I'm assuming you work for Andy?
I mean, in the sense that I am here to uphold safety and protocol at Wayface Industries and, you know, was hired by Mr. Wayface. Yes, I could.
Wait, Andy hired somebody for that?
Yes.
Andy's hiring a safety officer now?
Yes, it's very important work. I think of myself as more a someone who serves the people who work here and upholds, you know, justice in the workplace.
So I just want to get back to the point where you said you know you serve the people that work here. Are there any beers anywhere? I mean,
I think there are. Yeah. But why? Huh? You're on the job, right?
Well, you know, we're still running out the clock on this paid team bonding here. You know, I thought I'd.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, it can't hurt to show you. Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the alarm is blaring louder than ever, and it is taking on a new tone that none of you have ever heard before.
Oh, what is happening? Ooh. What dogberries? Can you turn it off?
You know, I just started, so I haven't quite learned where the off switch is for this very normal alarm, which I'm very capable of turning off.
At this point, the alarm does turn off, but there is an ominous PA chime that comes in. And you hear a voice come over, one none of you have ever heard before.
Avast ye, Andy Wayface. Your company has been boarded by the Devil's Fortune LLC, registered in Delaware for tax purposes. We are corporate raiders for the 21st century, and we've taken a liking to your company. So we've decided to take it. Surrender now, lest the blood of your employees be on your head. Oh, and Wayface, we know about the emergency doubloon stash. You have 1 hour to decide.
Not on my watch.
Oh, boy. I've been waiting my whole life for a moment like this.
Me too. I mean, if there was ever a moment to become queen of the pirates, it is now!
I suppose you want me to be the king.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. All right.
Be a court jester? Or do you want to be queen? I'll be court jester. That's fine.
I think of myself as a good potential first mate.
Dogberry, we don't know you.
Yeah.
So could all of you, you're going to take our first roll now.
Oh, goodness. Here we go.
Yeah, so people could roll a perception check and then tell me what you get.
Now, can you help me understand what, can you say that in actual words I understand? Sorry. Okay. Is that a 20?
Yeah, that's a 20-sided.
Okay, and then I just tell you the number that I rolled?
Yes. So you tell me what you get and add 4 to it because you have a plus 4.
Okay. I got a 20.
As hell.
Okay.
Perceptive! Ooh! Dogberries! Mm-hmm. You're trouble! Part of
Dogberry's not very perceptive.
Okay, so Brenda, you've heard of this group before. The Devil's Fortune is a company that is entirely based on hostile takeover and looting other companies for all their goods. They are truly a pirate corporation who like steals all their valuables and resources, leaves them high and dry, and no doubt their corporate raiders are running amok throughout the tower right now.
Oh Lord, let's go.
I got a 7.
Yeah, you haven't heard of them before.
Right.
I got a 7 plus 1 for 8.
You have slightly more heard of them before. Yeah.
But I definitely would pretend like I did know.
Yes.
Who they are. Ah, yes, the Delaware Trading Company. I've heard of these people, ladies. Mm-hmm.
Now comes your first choice as players. Do you want to try to get out of the building or
Brenda, you also know that you can try to get to Andy's office and activate the full building defenses from within.
We going to Andy's office, ladies. Let's go.
Are we allowed in there?
I'm allowed everywhere. You know this, Rosalind.
Obviously we're allowed in Andy's office. He's never in here. What would he keep in this office, possibly?
He would keep the building defense button that I'm going to push. Because I know where it is.
Yeah. That's real? I've heard about that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm sure it's clearly labeled, too. This used to be the safety officer. We didn't have a person here. It was just the button.
It was just the button. God, you know, it makes so much sense. I heard Andy talking about that during the last Christmas party. Yule party, sorry.
I mean, I just think it's nice to have a personal touch when it comes to security.
Oh, no, I'm glad you're here. I was just expressing surprise at Andy actually hiring somebody. I mean, I've been bugging him about it forever. I've just told him it's extremely irresponsible. You can't run an American company like this. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of rebuttals.
We are under attack, ladies.
Yeah.
I just want to remind you all that the Devil's Fortune is...
At this point that a group of five corporate raiders run in, but they also immediately run out because you realize they are being chased by someone. And as that person runs in, you recognize them.
Julie, get out of here and stay out. God.
Wow. Oh, what?
My God. Of course you guys
Julie Capsom, you know I'm such a fan.
Oh, my.
Still?
Wow.
Still?
Okay. Yeah.
You know what? Defending us from these private equity guys who are running amok. Literally running amok through the building.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know who they are. They just showed up and they were refusing to let me leave. So... I needed to chase them away.
Are you hurt? Are you hurt at all?
No, I'm sorry. Who are you?
Oh, Janet Dogberry. I'm personal security here at Wayface Industries. Nice to meet you. I've heard, listened to the show. So I'm a big fan.
Great. Thanks, I guess. Wow, you're all here, huh?
We're all here.
We sure are.
I guess we are.
And our Renaissance gear and everything.
Yeah, really? Wow. I got asked to come here and appear in another section of this weird Renaissance place, and my daughter really wanted me to do it because she loves medieval things, so I said yes, but I didn't realize it was for Andy, and I didn't realize I would be trapped here, so that's fun.
Sounds like Andy.
Yeah, that does sound pretty typical.
Julie is also carrying a huge great axe that looks quite sharp.
Hey, well, Julie's, you're very prepared. I mean, that escape you engineered all those years ago, like you do your homework.
Yeah. What can I say? I like to plan.
If anyone can get us into Andy's office, it would be you.
Oh, we're breaking into his office? Count me in.
All right.
Yes.
We're breaking.
We got to break in.
You told me we
didn't
go
Andy
in.
Didn't Andy set up like a obstacle course in here once that we were doing, like a ropes course?
Had to be. In there here? Were ducks. Yeah, I remember that.
Ducks.
Yeah. Oh.
This is an interesting workplace.
Yeah, and... So now that you've decided you're going to go up and try to get into his office rather than down, your first choice is in front of you. So how this is going to work is I'm going to present you with options of rooms to go into. There will be an object on the door that will give you a hint as to what is inside. And you will have to choose which room you want to enter. And once you go inside, there will be a challenge that you will have to face.
Okay, bring it on.
Okay. Oh, okay.
There's no challenge.
Love it.
Jen can't face.
Woo!
Woo, indeed.
All right.
Woohoo! Woo,
okay.
Girls!
So, your first two options, as you leave the recording booth and you hear the sounds of battle all around you.
Oh boy.
Yeah. The first two room options you have are a room with a dollar on it or a room with a brain on the door.
Oh. I mean, my vote's for brain.
Right?
Yeah, that was my thought too.
Brain.
Does anybody have any of the doubloons on them currently?
Doubloon?
No doubloons.
And I spent my money at the Renaissance Fair bribing my way to the porta potties. I don't have any more cash.
Yeah. We gotta build you a hole in your backyard so you can be a little bit more well versed.
In my experience, so that brain? Never goes well.
What do you think behind the money door?
I know.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. With so Andy tempted. Logic.
Wait, we get to choose which door.
Yeah, with Andy logic, which one could it be?
I know.
Is it an logic? Actual brain?
With Andy logic, we go into the money. We go to the money. I mean, it's Andy Wayface.
Yeah, that's okay. I actually agree with you. Because maybe he's not thinking, like, you need money to exchange. Like, that would be, like, a normal logical thought. Maybe he's thinking, like, you open the door and it's like, show me the money. You know, it's a different meaning than, like, you have to give them money.
I mean, also, metaphorical Master, money.
Yeah.
Do we choose, like, we all go into the same room? Or do we?
Yeah, so... Like, you can break up the party if you want. Like,
dangerous.
Too dangerous.
Number one cause of party
in the building. I think money is what drives Andy. Money is what is going to. I don't know. Because
what if we open the door and we get money? Like, he just means there's money behind one door and then there's brains behind the other one.
Actual brains.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Mm-hmm. In that case, I would rather do money. I don't want to have to deal with the brain.
All right, money it is.
That would be upsetting.
Oh my gosh, dollar bills.
Okay. So you open the dollar door, which proves to be the door to the lower executive offices of Wayface Industries. And when you arrive there, you find five corporate raiders holding three executives hostage. So God,
this is how they're doing it nowadays.
Yeah.
They said the stock market was going bad.
Yeah.
They've been talking about this for weeks. I didn't know it would be real corporate raiders.
I think I can take the corporate raiders, lady. I think I can physically overpower
them. Not really sure
them.
How this business stuff works.
All right, Brenda, you take one, I'll take four.
Yeah,
it's time to roll for initiative.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Going into combat.
Is that a 20 again? We roll a 20 again?
Yes, that is a 20.
Here we go.
I got 11.
I got a 10.
I got a 15.
Yes.
I got a 7.
I feel good.
Tracy, repeat your number, please.
17. What happened to Dogberries? Did she roll?
I did. I rolled poorly. I rolled a 7.
When you said that, I just immediately thought of the Charlie Brown, It's the Great Pumpkin, where he's just like, I got a rock.
All right. One of the raiders is making the first move, and this one is trying to intimidate you. He holds up a scimitar to the neck of one of the executives, and he says, "Avast ye, back off, or the Wayface Industry Brain Trust gets it."
Whoa.
Take a chill, buddy. I've got a turkey leg.
Let's just all think about this logically now. I mean... Don't you think? Oh no, we're in the machine. I can't talk them down. Damn it!
Oh, I don't know what that means, but I've got a turkey leg, so
yes. Yeah. So It is your move next, Brenda. Ah,
I want to kick their ass.
Okay. Roll a 20-sided die for me.
A 13.
Okay. You got a hit on them. You swing that turkey leg and...
Bam! Hit.
Yeah, and you bash one of their heads.
Oh, what do you roll for damage?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, about the headshot, but you're corporate. You're a devil. Corporate devil!
Okay. Ah! Roll 3d6 for me.
3d6.
Yeah, so six-sided.
3 6-sided. Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Here we go. Ooh! Oh my gosh, okay.
That's a lot of damage.
5, 4, 4.
Okay, this particular raider that you hit is down real bad.
Oh, like
you
my.
Really bludgeoned that guy.
Don't mess with a turkey leg! Ah! Mm-hmm. Okay, that feels good. And also, I'm really sorry about your head.
Michelle, you are up next.
Oh boy, come on, Bia.
Oh, let me try persuasion.
A roll of 20-sided.
Ooh, it says 19.
Yeah, amazing. With your bonus. How do you persuade Raider to run away?
I just tell him. I look him in the eye, and I ask him seriously what he's doing with his life. And yeah. That's just enough.
Yeah.
That's just super. Enough. He goes, oh God. He's like, why don't I get a real job?
Yeah. He's like, no one has ever asked me before what I'm doing with my life. Mm-hmm. That's such a large question. I need to go consider this. He drops his scimitar and flintlock and just walks out in a complete daze.
Nailed it.
Incredible. This is going very well.
It's time for another raider to make an attack. They are going to try to attack Brenda because of that turkey leg. So, let's see. He is going to roll... And he just barely misses you. Like, that scimitar comes dangerously close, but you deflect it at the last second with the turkey leg.
Ooh! Ew-hoo! Yes. Do I have to roll again?
No, oh, you're okay. Good.
I'm excited about rolling so far. It's going really well.
Okay, Lindsay, you're up.
All right. Julie wants to fight the person holding the hostage.
Okay.
So she is going to attack with her great axe and try and just smash him with the handle.
Okay.
I rolled a 17.
Ooh.
Okay, yeah, that gets through. And let's see what your hits are.
Okay, that's a 7.
Okay, he's definitely... staggered, but he's still on his feet here.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Okay, Shannon, you're up.
Okay. Rosalind is going to dash as a bonus action with her cunning action over to the guy that was just hit. And okay. I am going to try and grapple him.
Okay. Give me your roll for that.
A bonus on strength, so just an even 12.
Okay, you sort of get him off of the person he was holding hostage.
Yes.
But he's still upright. Like, you don't have him pinned down.
Dang it. Mm-hmm. I go to bite him as a free action.
Yeah. Okay, up next, we have one of the other raiders.
Jibber.
And so he is going to try to swing at Rosalind.
Aha!
Okay, he breaks the other guy free of your hold, but you don't take any damage.
Ooh, it's a tense moment.
That was a lot. I don't like this. I like it. I don't like the idea of Rosalind, you know, getting hurt.
Emma, you're up.
Okay, I think Janet is gonna walk into the midst of the fray and take out her flashlight and try to shine it in the raider's eyes and say, "You don't mess with my girls." And I don't know what that would be. Would that be like intimidation or?
Yeah, that's okay. Intimidation.
Okay, let's call that intimidation.
Ooh. Dogberry.
It's an 8 plus 4 for 12.
Okay, they are temporarily blinded, and one of them yells, "Come on, man!"
That's right. That's right. You think about what you've done.
Oh, see, she's so nice.
Yeah. I am very nice. Thank you.
Yeah, and okay, so next it's going to be another raider who is going to blindly try to knock the flashlight out of Janet's hand.
Okay. Here.
And oh, he is blinded. He just completely misses.
Yeah. Ooh. This is mine. This is mine.
Yeah.
All right, dogberries.
You have to go through extensive training to get this kind of flashlight. It's very heavy.
Yeah. And okay. So that is round one now. Round two of combat. And so we're coming back around to the first raider.
What?
Yeah. I mean, you got rid of one of them. You're making progress. A couple of the others aren't doing too well either, but,
there were,
you know, they're still
total,
standing.
Right? Three total. So we got two.
There's five.
Oh, I thought you said three.
Five.
Oh, my gosh. So we have
one. There's three executives. Yeah.
Oh. Three hostages.
Mm-hmm. What are they doing?
They are just all standing in the corner, like, hands up. And they're executives. They're not getting their hands dirty here.
Typical executives.
Typical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, first one comes back around. He is going to take a swing at Brenda here.
Oh,
and
really?
Yeah, he still clearly has like blinding spots in his eyes because he's just flailing all over the place. He completely misses you, knocks a computer off a desk and onto his foot, and he's hopping around.
Brenda's gonna steal his weapon. Is that? Can I? I wanna steal his weapon and his outfit.
That is called looting. That could be done after combat.
Oh, sorry. So I can't steal his weapon. I can't like grab his weapon and his outfit off his back. Okay, fine.
I'm gonna say this guy is looking real bad.
Oh, okay.
Like.
Well, then I guess I just have to. I am going to use my brute force again. I don't know. I mean, what are some other options?
Yeah, so this guy is looking like woozy. He's like really flailing. It seems like one blow will knock him out.
Ow.
There's another guy who is sort of staggered.
Mm.
And then two others who haven't been hit yet.
Ah, okay. Can I like go to those two and just try to convince them that don't mess with Brenda Bentley and company or else they get the turkey leg?
Yeah, you sure can.
Okay. Yay! Okay, let's go. What do I do?
Yeah, so give me a d20 roll.
Oh boy. Oh, come on. No whammies. 16!
Yes!
Okay, 16 plus... you have an intimidation bonus. That's a non-natural 20.
So
one guy is like now just quivering in the corner and the other one runs screaming out of the room.
All right.
Nailed it.
That's right. Don't mess with Brenda Bentley and company.
Michelle, you're up next. You got the one guy who's quivering in the corner. You've got a second one who's sort of, you know, he's taken some hits, but he's on his feet. And then a third guy who is just clearly like about to drop.
Wait, do I have to pick one now or can I pick one after I roll?
You pick one now.
Damn. Okay, I guess I'm obviously going to pick the guy who's like most dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to use persuasion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give me a 20-sided roll.
15.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, with your bonus, ooh, like this guy is like, oh God, I just saw my life flash before my eyes. And he just drops his scimitar and his flintlock on the ground and he books it out of there.
Good.
Taking him down.
And don't come back.
Bia's not. I am not going to be able to rely on my physical strength here. Yeah. Just my withering gaze.
You gotta teach me that.
Withering disdain.
Yeah, okay. So the one raider who is in the corner, he's going to try to make a wisdom check to overcome Brenda's intimidation here. We'll see how he does. He is back on his feet.
Ooh.
He's
like, oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He is like, you may terrify my comrades, but I live and breathe for the Devil's Fortress. And he just starts ranting about stock options and replacing full-time employees with freelancers and...
Oh, God.
Let me at him!
Yeah, and so Lindsay, you're up next.
All right. Well, Julie's going to turn to that guy and say, you've never experienced Hollywood as an actor, and attacks him with the axe.
Okay, give me a 20-sided roll.
Oh, that's an 8.
Yeah, you miss.
Oh, wait, plus 4.
Huh? Oh, well.
Sorry.
No. Yeah.
12. Okay, so that'd be a 12.
Oof, that barely misses. Like, yeah.
It's a real cool, like, it cuts off, like, one of his hairs. Like,
yeah.
Like, a lock of his hair.
And he's like, you don't know how much I paid for that plug.
Yeah, you gave him a sweet,
not enough.
Sweet haircut.
Yeah. Okay, Shannon, you're up next.
All right, so Rosalind, is she still next to that corporate raider?
Yes.
Is she within 5 feet?
Yes, she is.
All right, so then she, or I, am going to, well, I can't. Okay, so with this sneak attack, mm-hmm. he's aware that I'm right there. But can I still use that bonus? Or
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can.
So then I'm going to glare at him and I'm going to draw my short sword that I was wearing from the Renaissance Fair. And I'm gonna attack.
Okay.
Nice.
Give me a roll.
Okay, so that was a 12 and then... Since I don't have that on my sheet, we typically just add it. Is it the proficiency bonus or dexterity?
For this, I would say add proficiency.
Okay, cool. So then that was 15. Does a 15 hit?
Ooh. That hits all right.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So then we're going to do an extra 3d6 of damage. And 16 damage.
Yeah, that does it. That guy is down.
Let's go.
Yeah, tell us how you take this guy down, Shannon.
Rosalind glimmers at him, glowers, and says, I think you forgot about my weapon, didn't you? And she draws it, and she goes into a deep battle cry that I won't do on mic. And then she raises it up and closes her eyes as she stabs down, because she is human and she doesn't actually want to hurt this person, but she got him. She got him.
Yeah, you didn't actually stab him. He just got clonked over the head by your hilt.
Fantastic.
And that, yeah, just knocked him out to the ground, completely okay, good. Unconscious.
Good.
Julie's doing a slow clap in the corner.
Yes. And Brenda looks at Julie and just nods, like, well done.
Okay. Emma, what do you want to do?
Okay, is there one guy left, or is there two?
At this point, there's one guy left, excuse me.
There's one guy left, okay.
Yeah.
I think I'd like to go up to him, and taking a cue from Rosalind, I'd like to kind of just hit him with the butt of my flashlight to kind of knock him out. I'm not sure how to roll for flashlight, but...
yeah.
But...
I mean, just make a general attack roll.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Do I get to add anything to it? I randomly gave myself a dagger and a javelin, and I do get +5 to unarmed strike.
Yeah, we'll call this an unarmed strike.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Ugh, I'm rolling terribly. That's a 5 + 4 = 9.
Yeah, you do not hit him.
No, I kind of like go, and this is for... what's his face? And I just like really swing really hard, but then like totally miss him and kind of just like end up spinning in a little circle. Whoa, whoa! And I almost knock into Brenda or something.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay.
Okay, we're coming back around for one more round, but you guys got one guy left.
Let's get him.
Yeah. So he is going to roll first. He's going, since Dogberry, since you're right there, he's going to try to go after you.
Okay.
He's still abused by how you missed, so he also misses.
Yeah. That's right. It was all part of my plan. It was a distraction.
Brenda, you're up.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. Since I have unarmed strike +6, could I just try to, like, shove him to the ground?
Yeah, you can shove him or punch him or kick him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I am a quadruple black belt. As a quadruple black belt, I would like to use my skills and find my zen. Mm-hmm. And take this staggering fool to the ground for the last time.
Okay, give me an attack roll and add your bonus.
Oh, gosh. Okay, 9 + 6, 15.
That does it.
Woo!
Okay.
I just set him up for you.
Thank you, Dogberries.
Yeah, give me 2d10 damage.
All right, okay, here we go. How much damage? 8 and 10! Pulverize!
Yep, this guy.
Nice.
Yeah, describe us to us how you take this guy down.
Yes!
I take a deep breath, and I quiet my mind, and I remember the ancient mountains of the training grounds, and I hear the voices and I hear the alarms, and I shut them out, and in the swiftest move anybody's ever seen or felt, I attack with precision and what looks like a big hug becomes the taking down of this Devil's Fortune corporate raider. And as our bodies are tumbling to the ground, he thanks me for letting him see the error of his ways. And and that is how I take it.
So gentle.
Corporate raider.
All right. You all have won your first combat. Yeah. And so you go up to the executives, and the three of them are all like very grateful and thanking you. When suddenly,
oh boy,
the doors of the room lock, and you hear a beeping from under the table, and you realize there is a bomb under there, and one of the executives set it. One of them is working with the Devil's Fortune, and now your challenge is you have to figure out which one betrayed Wayface Industries. On the next Escape from Wayface Radio, our heroes must defuse the bomb, face one of the most terrifying entities in all Wayface Industries, and make the most important decision of all: what snacks to bring with them. Join us next time for Escape from Wayface Radio Part 2, The Break Room. Arden was created by Emily St. James, Christopher Dole, and Sarah Golub. It is executive produced by Christopher Dole, Emily St. James, and Eli Barassa, and co-produced by Leslie Gideon and Mara Woods Robinson. This episode features
Michelle Agresti,
Tracy Syed,
Shannon Estabrook,
Lindsay Zanna,
Emma Scherzarko,
and was based on the RPG Escape from Wayface Radio. Arden original score by Chris Hatfield. This episode also features music used via the Creative Commons Agreement on Epidemic Sound. Do you like this show? Do you want to help us make more of it? There are so many different ways you can do that. The quickest and easiest way is to toss us a couple bucks at patreon.com/ardenpod, where all this month you will be getting early listens to new episodes of Escape from Wayface Radio and a downloadable copy of the RPG playbook. We also have t-shirts, mugs, posters, stickers, and more on TeePublic, including, for the first time ever, our official Wayface Industries merchandise for you good people. That's all for this week, folks. We'll see you next week. And this week's Wayface Industries product highlight, Wayface brand cash conditioner. For when you need your hard cash to be soft and so clean, no one will question where you got it. Thank you. And good night.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
How much do you know about cryonic preservation?
Cryonic preservation.
The preservation of human beings at extreme low temperature.
You mean like Walt Disney?
I swear to God, if you say anything about Walt Disney's frozen head, I'm hanging up this phone right now.
Swear to me you've never heard of the Red Valley Sea Bolt until I just told you.
I swear.
You swear?
Could you take your hand off my knee?
Look, Warren, if they're sending the Butter Wouldn't Melt new boy looking for Red Valley, it'll be for a reason. Trust me. People are losing their lives in this company.
We pulled him out too soon.
He is awakening exactly as we planned.
He's dying on me!
We're all murderers here. Bryony, you, me, that doorman probably. Guy on the corner there with the neck tattoo. I bet he's killed someone.
Would you like to cut his head off?
I'm sorry.
The sword is fun.
Gordon, why are you sharing this stuff with me? Why are you smiling?
I don't know. I smile when things get awkward.
Get in your golden bullet, pick me up.
You want to go to Red Valley?
You want to go to Red Valley?
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley is available on all podcast providers. Do you want to continue?